Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lincoln on Lending, David Lincoln.
Good to be with you, everybody. Hope you're having a great Labor Day holiday weekend. I certainly am. We are up here in central Minnesota enjoying one of the beautiful land of 10,000 lakes. Well, we're enjoying one of the 10,000 lakes up here. It's a beautiful day out here. White puppy clouds, it's blue sky. It's a bit cool for those of us from Texas. So they think it's balmy here, 70-some degrees, and we are freezing. So that tells you how you can get acclimated, talking about the climate. How different the climate's completely. Something we're going to be talking about in a little bit later in the broadcast. But just want to say, first of all, to those of you who are dialed in and listening, thank you very much. Good to have you here with us. Also, those that are downloading this broadcast, you'll want to listen to it all the way through because I've got some commentary. Now, we do not have any of our normal guests on because they're enjoying their Labor Day holiday and with their families. So wish Alice and Andy and Joe and Tony Caritano and Sam Garcia, as well as Paul Malo, all of our good friends that are normally on the broadcast, a very blessed, hopefully having a wonderful time with your family today. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some of the things going on. Before we do, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, United Guaranty is one of the sponsors that's just been so faithful here and now continues with us. We appreciate that very much. When it comes to looking at the overall flexibility that United Guaranty offers, keep in mind this. When it is effective October 1st, United Guaranty's the first new first lien mortgage insurance master policy will provide increased uncertainty along with some flexibility and transparency to mortgage lenders. United Guaranty's new master policy is the only one in the MI industry to include a policy commitment letter specific to each lender that clarifies and defines each party's roles and responsibilities. Unique policy commitment letter clearly spells out the policies and the practices governing the underwriting and the claims and the appeals that go on in the whole process. In a recent announcement, United Guaranty's CEO, Donna DeMeo, said lenders see the value of a master policy that goes beyond satisfying minimum requirements to give a higher level of certainty, something we can all use a little more of these days, certainty and transparency that the policy commitment letter provides. For more information on United Guaranty's new master policy, go to their website at www.ugcorp.com/master policy, or call one of their really good account executives. I have had the privilege now of meeting so many of them as they are a sponsor and we get to know them. What a great group of folks. So anyway, you'll enjoy getting a hold of them. If you don't know your rep, you need to get a hold of that individual. Go to the website. You can also find that out there. Mortgage insurance underwritten by United Guaranty, residential mortgage insurance, and we're thrilled to have them as a sponsor. Also, Velma.com, a virtual electronic marketing assistant, does a great job of marketing, providing marketing solutions to the mortgage industry and beyond. How they differentiate themselves is they go out and provide a value add rather than just being able to take your material. They really get in and advise you on how to create effective, compelling emails, and then from a marketing standpoint, but also they give you statistics and be able to reflect back to you what got open, what was more effective, what was the messaging. So they're more of a partner just beyond just being an electronic marketing assistant. They actually come in and consult to you and help you with so many aspects of what goes on. Also, special thank you to our regular contributors, Alice, Joe, and Andy, Shell, the Profit Doctor, for all that they do to make this broadcast something so special. Appreciate those of you that are listening. I'm amazed the number of people that are listening today on a Labor Day. Thank you so much. Some are tuned in by the website, and some are dialed in. Thank you so much. Also, upcoming conferences, the September 7th through the 9th, the MBA's Risk Management and Quality Assurance Forum will be held in Miami at the Intercontinental Hotel on September 7th through the 9th. you want to check this out, again, we talked about what's going on in the regulatory world, risk management, and just so much to follow up on. It's difficult to stay on top of it all, so it's really important that you get out to these conferences. This event has grown over the last couple of years to give an intense focus on the industry on risk management, quality assurance, quality control, and fraud prevention. The headliners at this conference will include risk management leaders, FHA, and from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, as well as some other industry leaders. It's going to be a great conference. Check it out. Go to the MBA website and type in MBA's Risk Management Quality Insurance Forum. It'll pop up. You'll get the website. Joe Farr is taking the day off, but let's take a look at what's on the economic calendar today. We have nothing, of course, today, Monday. Tuesday, tomorrow, we have the ISM index anticipated to come in at 57, which is exactly where it was for the previous reporting period. Now, what will also be really interesting, one I'm keeping my eyes on, is the construction spending. It was at a negative 1.8% the prior reporting period, and now the consensus is for the number tomorrow to come in at 1% positive. So that's a 2% swing, almost 3% swing. We'll see if that manifests. We saw some good construction, pending home sales numbers. We've seen some good existing home sales numbers. Now, the new home sales numbers were a bit disappointing, I think, a week or so ago, whenever that came out. But it was disappointing. But, again, it's still ahead of where it was this time last year. So you look at new home sales, they're actually doing better than they were last year, even though it missed expectations just a bit. Still something that we should be encouraged by. On Wednesday, we have ADP employment change data. That's coming out. 220,000 new jobs is what ADP is projecting. Also, factory orders will be coming out and anticipated to come up at a positive 10%. Now, that's up significantly from the prior reporting period of 1.1%. So very interesting, and so we'll see if that manifests. Also, the Fed Beige Book will be out on Wednesday. So three important numbers coming out on Wednesday. Thursday, we have productivity. Anticipated coming at 2.6%. The previous reporting period was 2.5%. We'll see how that comes in. Of course, we've got the trade balance numbers coming in. We'll see, again, how that overall, that has been, and actually been reporting pretty well lately. The jobless claims is anticipated coming at 300,000 new jobless claims. The previous reporting period is 298, so not a lot of change there, just up slightly. The ISM Services Index will be reporting on Thursday as well at 10 a.m. That's estimated to be at 58, almost right on. 58.7 was the previous projected number or the previous reported number. So we'll see. They're not anticipating a lot of change there. Then on Friday, we got two big numbers really related to unemployment and labor. Steve was around Labor Day. It's a good topic for us to talk about. Non-farm payrolls anticipated to come out at 220,000 new non-farm payroll jobs. Sometimes some of us feel like we're on non-payroll jobs. We're doing some of this for, it feels like, for free. But well, the radio program is, and we love doing it. So anyway, I meant to say non-farm payroll jobs, not non-payroll jobs. Anyway, also the unemployment rate is supposed to drop again, just 0.1% from the previous reporting period, which was 6.2. It's anticipated coming in at 6.1%. So that's the unemployment rate. So that's the economic calendar that we've got coming out this week. It's going to be an interesting week. Again, so much going on overseas is going to most likely trump anything we have going on here in the financial markets here at home. So pay attention to the news. Great service to have. I say this all the time, but it's really their service to have when it comes to monitoring exactly what's going on. I'm more interested. It's kind of like, do you tell me about the labor pains or just tell me about show me the baby? This is a service that, while they'll give you some insights what's going on in the market, they really just get right to the shortest point. Most of the critical information comes out in the form of an email. So very grateful to Joe Farr for being a part of the broadcast, and that's what we've got coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Looking for that competitive edge? MBS Quoteland delivers live market coverage for originators. Get up-to-the-minute mortgage market news and analysis as events occur. Get MBS prices as trades happen. Straight to your computer, email, cell phone, or PDA. Know in advance when your investors will reprice. Make better lock-float decisions and increase your income. Be the expert your clients expect and know what's moving interest rates right now, tomorrow, and beyond. MBS Quoteline, delivering live market coverage for originators. Learn more about about MBS Quote Line today at mbsquoteline.com. mbsquoteline.com. 646-716-4972. The Lincoln on Lending Show is back. Here is your host, David Lincoln.
Good to be with you. Appreciate you tuning in on this Labor Day holiday. A lot going on in the markets, and I'm going to be talking the hot topics. I'll be giving some thoughts. I'm looking over, and normally we'd have Paul Mallow on. Wish you, Paul, have a very great Labor Day holiday. I'm looking at their website, imfnews.com. Check it out, imfnews.com. Paul's got up here. What we're hearing in that segment, they wrote on Friday that the never-ending story of Ocwen, it's an ongoing story about what, especially what's going on. There's so much rolling out about the Ocwen story, and a lot of people are, you know, the whole New York, are they going to get clearance on the transfer of the servicing? That's one story. There's other stories going on about Ocwen's cost structure. I mean, they just seem really getting a lot of scrutiny. Moody's downgrades Ocwen. That was a significant development, I thought. No real information about some other aspects of some of the trades, what's going on there, where we're at. So stay tuned. Check that website out. One of the things that I noticed here that it was really becoming more and more focused about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the GSEs. When you look at the fact that the federal government owns them, you look at how there's so many forces that are wanting to do away with them or to downsize them. The article that I'm thinking of right now that's in here is how there is there's a real movement to really take the agencies and lower the loan amount. That's some of the non-agency players want Fannie Mae, is they want their loan amounts lowered. Second story on Friday. I find that really interesting because you start looking at this, what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac brings to liquidity. If we had dependable private markets, something we would all like to see come back, then there may be more merit for them. But at this time, that just seems crazy. But go check out the article. Form an opinion for yourself. I know Paul would love to hear from you. That was actually Brandon Ivy that actually wrote that particular article. Paul Mallow's got an article that says the mortgage M&A heats up and a busy second half in the terms of deals coming. And then I believe he quotes, in fact, he does. I see it here. Chuck Klein is his quota. That's my business partner. And so we're getting some press from Paul about what's going on there, and we are seeing a definite lot of activity in the M&A area. And I think it's a lot of it's driving us when you look at the uncertainty in the markets that's out there. More and more people are saying, you know what, is this a good time to really go, that if I've owned the company, I've had a great ride, is this a good time to sell? Well, it's good to talk to somebody and check out the broadcast we did a number of weeks ago where we had Chuck Klein on the broadcast talking about, you know, when to hold, when to fold, when to sell. And some are saying this is a great time. I see the consolidation happening. I think it's going to be just a great opportunity for those that can and get a good strategy moving forward. We have a number of clients that are on that, wouldn't want to sell, not a good time to sell. Others say, you know what, this is an excellent time for me to exit for where I'm at in my stage of life and the growth of the industry and the changes that are coming. They go, it's a great time. So, you know, which one is the right answer? The answer is they're both right. It really depends on who is owning the company, where it's at, where you're at, what's your ability to respond to the market conditions. So anyway, it's a good article, focusing on the article that Paul wrote there. You can go check it out. Also, there's some other activity that's going on as far as the New York Attorney General. CFPB target more mortgage relief firms, and that's going to be interesting to see what comes of that. And then, of course, FHFA, the IG, Freddie Mac, story that Paul has up here. It's actually Charles Wisnowski that has that story up. Could save millions by reviewing more servicer claims. So lots of good information on this website. Always check it out. Look at the stories that they're reporting on. They stay on top of things very effectively. So anyway, check it out. Now, Alice Alvey, we'd normally have her on right now. The legislators are on a recess, on a vacation, so they're out. Not a lot going on. It's going to really get into some of the things I want to talk about here shortly, and it talks about complacency that's really in the markets, and that's something I want to talk about here in the hot topic segment. So special thank you to Alice Alvey, Tony Garitano, of course, the Profit Doctor, who normally would be on this broadcast, but they're not. They're enjoying their Labor Day, and as well as Sam Garcia. So thank you to both all of you being regular part of the broadcast. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this to talk about something I want to just, it's more of an editorial, but it's my observations about the word complacency. I want to talk about that. So we'll be right back after this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success,
Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging, financial and accounting services, or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Good to have you with us, everybody. It's Labor Day holiday, and it's going to be an abbreviated broadcast today. We have so many of our regulars are gone from the broadcast, and it's just one of those times where I get a chance to share with you some thoughts. And something I'm usually bringing in other guests to share their thoughts, but this is my opportunity to really share some of my thoughts, what's going on. What's really starting to come to me is, first of all, I look at this industry, and what an honor and privilege we are in this industry to have the impact we do on the economy. We are the place where, as an economy, we have the ability to have such an impact on the growth or hopefully the growth of this overall industry and overall economy. We have always said, I have said for years, it's regularly quoted by not me, but generally understood, that without a strong, vibrant housing economy, housing market, we are not going to have a strong economy. When you think about building a new home, residence, I talked about that when I was looking at Joe's website, Joe Farr's website, NBS Quote Line, talking about what we have as building reports, what's going on, new home sales, construction spending. It's a big driver of our economy because when you build a new home, all the industries that are impacted. Now, I'm speaking toward the industry, so I don't need to expound on that like I do on some other websites. By the way, I do a daily broadcast, and I record a video every day. If you guys want to go check it out, it's at Today's Mortgage Minute. It is a video that I do that goes up on 120-plus and growing radio, television, and newspaper websites. And what this is commentary, and it's recorded from a consumer's perspective. So the audience that I'm really speaking to there is the consumer base. So go check out my thoughts on that. And this last cup over the Labor Day holiday, I've been putting up some on vacation homes and financing vacation homes, the tax benefits of doing a vacation home, especially with those that are rented out. So check it out. Anyway, what we do here is we're talking to industry professionals, and the real focus is what is going on in the industry. What I have been in this industry for 40 years, I've enjoyed a wonderful career here, and the people in this industry is what really attracts me and keeps me here. Just the most dynamic group of people in the mortgage industry. Just absolutely thoroughly enjoy them. What we provide as a service to the housing market is really what the focus is. And what I'm seeing and sensing is the word complacency keeps kind of bubbling up from within me. And I keep looking at where we're at as an industry, and I'm wondering if we aren't complacent about what's going. So I went and looked up the definition of complacent. I found this very interesting. There's a feeling of being satisfied. Now, this is from the Webster Dictionary, from their website. Complacency is a feeling of being satisfied with how things are and not wanting to make them better. Complacency is a feeling or a condition. Now, it's also, if you look down to the full definition, it says a self-satisfaction. Again, it goes with what we said about feeling satisfied, but a self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied by an unawareness, and here's underscore this, an unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. So there are certainly some dangers in the market, and some view CFPB as a danger. I think that as I start working with them more, I'm starting to look at what they do. Certainly it's a danger to your company if you're not in compliance, but that's something that's just, if you're not staying compliant with the rules and regs, there is a danger to your business, no question about that. But I think of the bigger dangers when we start looking at what is going on globally. So I go to the macro standpoint, look all the way out, how's our country responding to the threats going on in the Middle East? You look at ISIS, you look at the growth of extremism within Islam, what it means over there, how does that impact the financial markets? Well, it does. When you look at what Trump's Our economic news is when you see wars or rumors of wars going on over in Europe, happening in Ukraine. You look at that whole situation, the unrest there. I read a headline while on vacation, over Labor Day holiday vacation, about how that the one of the senior officials, if it was the president, I can't remember exactly who was quoting, I don't have the quote here in front of me, about a president of Ukraine saying that when he's speaking to the European alliance, we're saying that he really feels that there's just, now they're at a no point of no return, that they're very close to all-out war with Russia. Well, that has going to trump anything that Joe's going to, what we receive, that Joe reports on the economic financial markets. But we're going to see how that could be impacting that. So we look at the complacency of how we as a country have been so aggressively active out in the market, out into the world events, and we are just stretched thin, so we're not as aggressive. Now, are we doing that out of complacency or a purpose place? It's really one of those situations where you look at politics and how that has impacted our involvement overseas in military, and should we be involved? Not going there, but I look at where there seems to be if we do something on a decided basis, that's one thing. If we're doing it out of complacency, when we're, quote-unquote, as this definition says, unaware of the dangers that are there, and then you look at, from a standpoint of the industry, deficiency. So let's stay with the dangers part of it thing. I look at the overall, what's happening overseas, and I do sense some things that are very concerning, and I wonder if we shouldn't be more aggressive. That's more wondering. We look at our policies as this administration has failed to do, really make things be more aggressive over there, and my term would be complacent. Now, that starts heading over to politics, and that's right up there with religion where you don't want to go. But I think there's more and more people just getting a general sense that maybe we have been too complacent as it relates to our involvement in what's going on over there. So I come back home, and I look at that's going to have an impact on the financial markets. What's going on there? It is what it is what I look at it, as it relates to advising clients in the financial markets. What is going on over there? It is what it is. What we have to deal with is how does it affect and impact our businesses and what's going on. Yes, we should be involved. Yes, we should be making our voices heard as to what's going on. There's an active, very aggressive divide within our country down ideological lines about should we be more aggressive overseas. The Bush administration was too aggressive, he thought. And so, but, you know, we kept Islamic extremists in check. We have been less aggressive over there, following more of that ideological thinking, and now we're seeing the rise of that. Which is right? I'll let you debate that. What I want to do is, it is what it is, and we need to look at how we manage our business and our financial market. And I look at one of the things when it comes to volatility in the markets is having a variable cost structure within our businesses so that as market interest rates rise, if there is a sudden rise in interest rates, then as a result of for whatever circumstances that could do that, and we could talk a bit what could be driving them up or down. But if we see a rise in interest rates, that's certainly going to put the brakes on in any kind of housing recovery. It's going to slow it down. Most likely, any unrest overseas is going to put a continued downward pressure on mortgage rates, which would probably keep our economy and housing, it's almost like a gift in a perverse sense, of coming in and actually keeping interest rates down, which will continue to allow housing growth, and that is one side benefit of the things going on overseas. So we look at where does it mean to us? Well, I come back to this. We need to look at our industry. We need to look at what's going on with the legislative standpoint, and how is it that the CFPB even came into existence? They came in on one basis. We were complacent at self-enforcement of things going on within our industry. Say a lot of people, I say that when I speak a lot, I do get some criticism for that comment. They go, Dave, the whole thing was an experiment. We were taking CRA, the Community Reinvestment Act that the Carter administration started, that they really grew under Clinton's administration, and it brought about one of the strongest economic growth, the late 90s and through the 2000s. It was just housing took off. But then we saw it cross over at some point in time, and it was the programs that we began to offer were just outside of any proven knowledge or experience as it relates to credit policy. We just violated all kinds of credit policies, and we started going into uncharted waters. It was an experiment, but more questions, more dialogue. We became complacent in that, in the dialogue. And because you know what the reality was, it's the good times were rolling and no one wanted to do anything to put their foot on the brake. And that's in effect what would have happened had we started having a non-complacent dialogue back then. Now that was going on, but the voices were being absolutely shouted out, screamed out, shut down because they did not want the party to end. So eventually did. We saw the housing crisis. We saw we're still coming out of that. But we look at where we're at now, and I look at the complacency that I think is still too prevalent in our industry. Complacency as overregulation. Have we oversteered the vehicle? There's no question that a CFPB-type regulatory body had to be brought in because we did not regulate ourselves, so that's one thing. And then you look at where this industry is headed now, and we are it's been oversteering, but because of a lack of involvement within the industry, people showing up at conferences, people having their voice heard. How many people that we've been talking to on this broadcast have actually set up and become active in the Mortgage Alliance? Even for those of you that have signed up and become a member of the Mortgage Action Alliance, MAA, M-A-A, through the MBA, again, do not have to be a member of the MBA. You just sign up for that. How many of you have actually written letters and actually done something with that? If you haven't, you're subject to be criticized for complacent. We can't complain things that we don't stay actively involved in. And there's sometimes a sense of there's nothing we can do about it. It is what it is. And that is what we can't apply what's going on overseas. It is what it is because we can do something here and we can have a lot more voice. It astounds me when we pick up the phone or when we write letters or when we take the time and invest the money to go back to Washington, D.C., the impact that does make. I've experienced it firsthand. It is something where we can make a difference. And while you say you don't think it'll matter, well, if you don't take any action, it is going to have it's going to take its own course. And that is unfortunate. So we can take and make a difference if we get actively involved in what's happening in the industry by becoming actively involved with the Mortgage Action Alliance. So I'm looking at complacency. I'll look at some of the aspects of what that means. And I think the biggest one for me is the unawareness of actual dangers that are out there. If the CFPB, which is trying to get it right, the more I work with them, and I know many of you will argue with me, they're not trying to get it right, they're just trying to go after this industry. Well, that's where your involvement has to be there so that your voice is heard. People are so afraid of the CFPB that they're not wanting to get in and actually dialogue with them on this thing. And when they do it from a it's all about me complaining standpoint. So the reality is I'm working more and more with CFPB executives, some of the top people, and inviting them to come and speak, having them invite them to come on the radio, and they're very interested to hear about it. And it's like one guy says, I don't trust them, Dave. Well, the reality is many of them are ex-mortgage professionals that have gone over to that side. They say cross over to the dark side. You can call it, characterize it, whatever you want. They're there trying to get it right. And if we do not talk to them, there's a less probability that they're going to get it right. Are you saying, Dave, that they're doing everything right? No, absolutely not. But in an absence, in a vacuum of the discussion, a dialogue, there's less chance of them to get it right. So I'm all for them to be involved with them, involving them in the discussion, and we're doing so on a much bigger basis. So anyway, I look forward to hopefully seeing you get involved. I like your thoughts on that. One of the things I want to talk about after the break is what are your thoughts on getting involved? What is your reason to get involved or not get involved? There's things that you can say, and I want to talk about someone who's doing a great job of that in just a minute. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success, Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging, financial and accounting services, or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Good to have you with us. Appreciate it. Special Labor Day broadcast here. I'm broadcasting from central Minnesota. I'm looking at the most beautiful lake and beautiful sky. I hope wherever you're at enjoying your Labor Day, it is as spectacularly gorgeous there, and you're taking time to enjoy family. I'm here visiting my 90-year-old mother, and I'm having a great time of it. So let's talk about those that are making a difference. There's a guy that I have had on the broadcast, and I have an interview I want to play. I plan to hope to play it here on this broadcast today, but due to upload speeds here, I'm not able to get it uploaded in the time that was necessary. So I will be playing that interview later. The individual I'm speaking of is Logan Modishami. Now, I've had Logan on before, and Logan's comments are more having to do with the market, the financial markets, his opinions about what's going on, and he's a student of the financial markets. You listen to his background, and that we covered in the last interview, is really interesting. But this is an example. I use Logan as an example of your voice can make a difference. It can absolutely have a huge impact on how people act, how people respond. Now, Logan's getting out there and getting attention now from the news agencies as a result of his blog post, as a result of him getting actively in making commentary about things. For example, he talks about the economy when they say things are really beginning to recover. He's in saying, look at this, look at that. Now, we talk about unemployment, for example. I read an article, by the way, over the weekend that said that one-third of our nation's population is now on welfare. I found that staggering. Can't wait to get low to Logan and ask him his thoughts on this. But the reality is that we have a huge growing number of people on unemployment. Now, you can say that's the way it is or what, but it is a situation that is of great concern. Excuse me, we're doing a broadcast and there's some phones ringing here in the background. So here's what I want to tell you about. I look at what a voice you can make. You can make a difference by getting involved with either writing the letters or starting your blog and posting it out. I encourage you to do so. Take a look at Logan, what he does, and go back and listen to that broadcast. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day wherever you are and have some time. I'm interested in getting some thoughts from you about the word complacency, your thoughts on how complacent this industry is. I know how the NBA feels about it. They're trying so hard to bring people into this industry and start having more people involved in it. So check out what's going on at Mortgage Action Alliance, and hopefully you're going to be able to get involved. It's great to be with you. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you back here next week with our regular show lineup. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
This has been Lickin on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.